Middlesex piled up 491 in their first innings against Sussex at Lord's, as five of their batsmen passed 50. Chris Rogers was first to go this morning, adding 5 to his overnight 93 before being trapped in front by Luke Wright, while Owen Morgan followed 10 overs later for 71. The lower order all made sizeable contributions, with John Simpson making 34 and Gareth Berg 45, before Ollie Rayner frustrated his Old County with an innings of 69 from number 8. Middlesex were not finished there, as Toby Rowland-Jones made a vibrant 52 before he was last man out to give Chris Nash his third wicket. Sussex then faced 9.1 overs in their second innings before the close, and lost Ed Joyce for 8 to end on 34 for 1. Nick Compton brought up 1,000 first-class runs for the season, less than 24 hours too late to achieve County Cricket's most famous milestone of doing so before the end of May, as he made 108 to take Somerset to 277 for 7 by the close of the third day at New Road. The right-hander shared 75 for the third wicket with James Hildreth and 167 for the fifth with Joss Butler, as Worcestershire's bowlers Jack Chantry apart struggled to find a way through the visitors' middle order. Lancashire closed the penultimate day at Chester Street on 56 for 1, needing 144 more to beat Durham after the home side had been bowled out for 267 in their second innings. Will Smith and Mark Stoneman put on 53 for the first wicket, before the former fell for 22 as the first in a mini-collapse of 4 for 18. Ben Stokes and Paul Collingwood then came to the home side's rescue and put on 132 for the fifth wicket prior to the former England captain's dismissal for 50. Stokes, though, remained and was ninth man out for 121, having brought up his sixth first-class century from 148 balls. In Division 2, Gloucestershire achieved the expected victory over Derbyshire on the third day at Bristol, as they chased down their target of 85 with 7 wickets to spare, overcoming the early loss of Jonathan Batty for a duck. David Payne had earlier helped wrap up the Gloucestershire second innings for 283 and ended with figures of 4 for 89, with Jonathan Clare the only man to provide any resistance this morning. Unicorns batsman Michael Thornley finally provided Leicestershire with some stability at the top of their batting order, as he followed up his first innings knock of 97 with an epic 131 at Cardiff. The 24-year-old brought up his century from 236 balls and shared a second wicket stand of 245 with wicketkeeper Ned Eckersley, and made a career-best 137 not out, as Leicestershire ended on 316-2 declared to comfortably draw their match against Glamorgan. Yorkshire were finally dismissed for 460 in their first innings against Northamptonshire at Headingley. Joe Root reached three figures for only the third time in his career before being first man out for 125, with Johnny Bairstow next to go for 68. The rest of the home side's batsmen shipped in, with Anthony McGrath's 47 the highest individual contribution. For Northamptonshire, who then closed on 43 for 1 in their second innings, Lee Daggett was the most successful bowler, ending with 4 for 109.